Readings from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 9, can be found on page 1063 of the Pew Bibles. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives everything was coming into the world. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks very much, Steve. Now, I wonder why you came here this afternoon. Let's get a couple of answers. Yeah? Why did you come? Because the Chris Dingle service, and you like the Chris Dingle service? Great, we had another, we've got a hand back here. Why did you come? To give the shoe boxes. Oh, we've got somebody who's very clean. Yes?
To give the shoe boxes,
yeah? To worship. Great stuff. Somebody over this side? Anybody want to share why they came to church today? We're a shy bunch on this side. Right, well, we've had some great answers. I came this afternoon because I have to. It's my job. No, I came this afternoon because of Jesus. The very same Jesus who said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And Chris Dingle means Christ light. And so as we come this afternoon, we come to do all of these wonderful things that you said, but we come to remember Jesus, the light that came into the world. Now, very shortly, you will all be getting one of these. And if you've been to one of these services before, you may know what all the various bits of this Chris Dingle stand for. And we're going to be thinking about that again in a few minutes. Now, this is a perfect size for you to take home to enjoy. It's a little bit small, isn't it, here in church? It looks a little bit lost and alone. So I thought this afternoon I would get every one of you here to help me make a church-sized Chris Dingle. However, though every one of you is probably going to have to help, I do need 5 volunteers, and I lined up 5 volunteers earlier on. So can I have the 5 volunteers that I cornered a little bit earlier, one of whom is a grown-up, I hope. But don't worry, there's something for everybody else. Yep, yeah, yep. I've got 4 all lined up on the front row. Oh, no, we've got 5. Come on. Lots of volunteers. I'm sure there'll be enough to go round. Excellent. So if you all stand here, and I will give you little bits and pieces as we go on. It will all become apparent, Eileen. Right. So we're going to look at the Chris Dingle. What's the first thing that we look at?
The orange.
The orange. Does anybody remember, if you've been to one of these services before, does anybody know what the orange stands for? We have a hand up kind of over here. Somebody over here? No? Yeah, anybody know? Shout out. The earth, the world, that's right. The orange stands for the world that God made, and he filled it with all sorts of wonderful things. God made the world, and he made the sky to keep everything in, and he made the sea, and he made the land, and he made the light so that everything that he put in the world would flourish and would grow. And then he made plants and trees and flowers, all sorts of beautiful things. And our first little cocktail stick, because they remind us of the good things God has made, is to do with the plants. So can my assistant, my glorious assistant, right, who wants to be my first volunteer? Christopher. There you go. Right, Eileen, can you show Christopher where to stand? Is that okay for you? Ooh, Thomas, do you want to go and help Christopher as well, just in case it wobbles? Right, so Thomas and Christopher are going to be holding our first one. So God made the plants, and he made all those beautiful scents that fill our world. Then the next thing that he did was he made the stars and the sun and the moon to mark out the changing seasons. And here we have our second one. There you go. Eileen will show you how to stand. So we've got the sun. And after that, God made swimmy things and flying things and animals of all shapes and sizes that walked across the face of the earth. And so that the world that God had made was filled with movement, with sound, with a few smells. Can we have our next one? Excellent. Oh, we've got a little red squirrel here. Thank you very much. There we go. Ollie's going to stand. There we go. Excellent. So we've got three down of our cocktail sticks. And the last thing that God did before he rested was he made people. He made men and women, and he put them into the world to care for it. So we got our last one. There we go. There we go, Will. If you could stand around here. Excellent. Magic. Right. So now we have the world that God has created, all the wonderful things that he filled it with. Trees, plants, animals, birds, fish, colors, smells, fantastic, wonderful things, and people. He gave them to one another so that they would have love and friendship with them, with one another and with God. Everything's perfect, isn't it? But you look outside and you see that the world isn't just full of all these wonderful good things. It's also full of sadness and pain and loneliness. Because pretty soon after God made people, they stopped being generous givers like God and started to be greedy grabbers. They were mean to one another. They were selfish. They told lies. They put themselves first. And even when they were trying to be the best they could possibly be, they messed things up. A little bit of the darkness from inside us came out into the world. God looked at the world with sadness because it wasn't supposed to be like that. But God is God, and he had a plan to bring the light back into the world. A plan he had always had. And that was to come into the world himself. And he sent his son, Jesus. And Jesus is represented by our candle. So my grown-up volunteer, there we go. And if you could go and stand between number three, number two and three. Right. So the candle reminds us that Jesus came to bring light into the world. So we've looked at the orange. We've looked at the cocktail sticks. We've looked at the candle. What's left? Not yet, got a hand up there. What's left? The red ribbon. Does anybody know what the red ribbon stands for? Oh, we have a hand at the back. Do you want to shout out? Oh, you have to. Can Dad shout out? Yeah, the red ribbon stands for God's love wrapped all around the world. And it also stands for Jesus' blood, because that was the way that God's love flowed out into the world. Now, if you're near a window, and I might have to help some people here, if you're near a window sill, you will find a little ball of wool. So, if you're near a window, grab a ball of wool, hold on to the end, and then pass that ball of wool around. See us, we can get as many people as possible holding. When you get to the center, toss it to the other side. You can go forwards and backwards, all over the place. If you do toss it, try not to hit any of my volunteers. But just so, as I'm explaining what the ball of, what the red ribbon stands for, we're going to see what we can do to create a web of God's love across the church. Jesus came into the world to bring his light, because he was going to help us be part of God's family again. Jesus came to try and drive away some of that darkness that had come into the world from our insides. The people, Jesus knew that he would have to give his life up to do that. And the people who hung him on the cross and watched him die, they thought they'd put out that light forever. How wrong they were. Because Jesus knew that he was the only way to bring God's love and God's light back into the world. Jesus knew that he was the only one that could put right all that was broken. Jesus knew that if he willingly gave himself up, The love that was poured out was spread all around the world. How are we doing? Nothing very much is on this side. Can we toss a few balls over that side? Or toss a few balls over the other side? So you are all building a web of love. Jesus' love all around the world. Jesus always put others first. Jesus was able to meet the needs of the whole world. Now we can't do what Jesus did, but we can still share our love with others. And that's what you're doing today as you bring your Christmas boxes and you give them to the children. You are giving a little love and spreading it around the world. Now we saw a video a little bit earlier that showed what happens when those boxes arrive. That touch of joy that arrives when we just share some of God's love with others. And we know that we have to share that love all the time. We're going to watch another little video shortly that just reminds us that most of the time we forget that and reminds us what it's all about. We've seen what the Christingle stands for. We've seen what happens to our boxes as we bring them. But what does that matter to the rest of us the rest of the time? What's that all about? Why does it matter that Jesus is the light of the world? I need my volunteer with my lamp back here again, please. Now, if you remember, back in our Bible reading, we heard about a man named John. And we're going to hear a little bit about what John has in common with us. Now, one of the things that I love doing, thank you, stand just there, Graham. One of the things that I love doing, I love bossing my boss about. One of the things I love doing on a summer's day is my friend has a Springer Spaniel, and that Springer Spaniel is crazy. And I love catching the sunlight on my watch and having it shine around the room. She goes mad. She thinks it's Tinkerbell. But the light is reflecting off my watch, and so I'm able to reflect it wherever I want. Now, I have a mirror here. I'll try not to dazzle anybody. But if I point it at the lamp, then if you look around, you should see another Tinkerbell on the walls of the church. Right? You see that? Only works with the lights on. It must be reflecting the... Okay. My candle's not bright enough. With the lights back on again. You can see, but you can see it all right. Right. So with the lights on. However, there are two things that have to happen in order for my reflecting this light to work. The first is that it's actually got to point towards a light source. If I turn away from the light, no more reflections. If I let something get in the way of the light, no more reflections. Thank you very much. That's you okay. May sit down. Anywhere, just at the back there. So we had a reading a little bit earlier. It talked about a man called John who had been sent by God to be a witness to the light that was coming in the world. Now, by now, you have all worked out who the light is. Who's the light? Jesus. That's right. Jesus, the light that was coming into the world. Now, we are supposed to be like John. We are supposed to reflect that light back into the world. That's what we're doing when we bring our shoeboxes. We are reflecting some of God's love back to those less fortunate. But we should be doing that every day. And if we're going to do that, there's two things that we need to do. We need to keep our faces turned towards Jesus, using him as our example, using him as our teacher and our guide. We have to keep facing Jesus. And the other thing that we have to do is we have to let nothing else come between us and him. Because if something else becomes more important than Jesus, we can't reflect his light. And so, as we bring our gifts today, and as we think about them going out into the world, I want you also to think about how can we make that same light shine every day. So just let me lead us in prayer. Father God, we do thank you so much for Jesus, the light of the world. Help us to reflect that light, not just today, not just at Christmas, but every day. Help us to be people that fill this world with your love. And help us not to let anything else become more important. For we want this world to be all that you long for it to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Good strong amen there. Right. We are going to put all of that into a little bit of context now. And two of our young people are going to lead us in prayer.